We'll begin our meeting, Adam, unless you have about 10 minutes. If you don't need that, well, that's good.
Gosh, thank you. So we got the new pivot filter in. It's functioning, it's working great. We're blowing them up in the process of blowing out the system, and we're going to try to recover the baseball fields with the systems that are in place right now. However, programming the Rainbirds, the actual Rainbird system, nobody knows how to program it or to cycle through it except for Ryan Jones. So if anybody in this room knows how to go through the system and to simulate and to get each system to test, because you put it on test and run and they don't. And Justin doesn't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it.
I'll check with All Reds, okay. But they're experts at it.
Yeah, because we just want to flag and see which ones are popping and which ones are not. Now that we got clean water going through everything, I think we can get the both baseball fields up and running. Hold on. Sorry, I got chewed in my mouth. both baseball fields up and running and back to where they should be now that we have the new filter in place. I seen on here the water truck issue. The water truck's been fixed. Ryan came in the middle of the night, and the brakes on that are just phenomenal now. And I don't know what he did, but they're better than they've ever been. We just if I'm not driving it or Justin's not driving it, whoever does drive it needs to be just gentle with it and not just be too overbearing on it. I do have one issue, and it's about the arena that. About a week ago, we had some people come in on motorcycles. They absolutely ripped it to pieces. And they've gotten through the hard pan on it, down in the bottom. They've dug down, gotten it was an accident. I know it was. But I'm trying to get it hard again, and down at least down that depth. Because as I'm reworking it and the horses are, I can see where the troughs were. So I'm filling it in, but it's still really soft in those areas. So if you or anybody knows, last night I dumped a massive amount of water on it at 10 o'clock at night. And I think I'm going to do that again and just pack it and pack it and pack it and then try to rake it up again. But it concerns me. And I think that having any kind of motorcycles out there is not a good idea, especially if you got horses that are going to be running at the same night. So just food for thought. Now, if we had a cycle park, well, they were put out there.
Yeah, we decided to park under the road.
Okay, cool. So I'm refixing that, but I think I've got it. And so now he's here. I think he can go out there tonight with me when he leaves, and we'll look at it together. But last night I put a massive amount of water on it and let it soak in and packed it down this morning. And I think that we could do it again and again. I think we can get our hand back. I don't know enough about it, but that's the only thing that I can think of. But I see it redigging and redigging, and it's just more of a concern.
So on that programming of the, you probably need to be here when I get All Reds here.
Okay.
So I'll call him in the morning.
Okay.
And see when, I don't know if he's been up there this year or not for the trees.
I don't know if he has or not.
But either. If he hasn't, I'll try to schedule that and let you know when he's coming. Let him know that we got this issue with the Rainbirds.
Yeah, and I'll have Kathleen here as well.
If we can get everybody correlated on how to program it, yeah. I'll let him know this the programming issue.
That would be great.
And then, because he understands all that stuff.
Okay.
Would it be more cost effective to just buy a new programmer rather than have them come up and try to fix an old one? I don't think they're terribly expensive.
Well, they have them, or we can get somebody else.
I mean, if we bought a new programmer, could you put it in?
Fresh, I'm sure I could install it, and Kathleen can program it really easily. She's pretty savvy at that kind of stuff. It's one thing I will say, she's real smart when it comes up, and she's lost with it, too. It's not doing what it's supposed to do, according to what you turn it, what we're seeing. But Ryan knows, Ryan Jones, it's just a matter of getting him here, between his ranches and the only time he's able to come in is like 1 a.m. in the morning, you know. Well, I know that he's here at 1 o'clock in the morning working on the truck. And so,
yeah.
That might be an option to do that.
We'll discuss that later on in the meeting and we'll figure out a plan and let you know.
Okay, just do that. And then I think other than that, I think we're looking pretty good. The gator, and I showed it to Roper when I seen him, he was here. It's cutting out. it's cutting out. I don't know if it's an exhaust leak or it's just real doggy. I'm going to pull it out here in a minute and go do water lines. You'll be able to hear it. It's something's going on. Roper said that. So that's something to put on the maintenance schedule. Get Roper back here to look at that before it goes too far. I mean, I don't know. So that was something else I just wanted to address. And then, and then Rex Broadhead, we've got to get him in here this month, this week, if possible. Either you can call him or I'll go by his house.
I talked to him today. It didn't sound real successful.
So he was supposed to come in May.
Yeah.
He's so if he's not going to do it, we better get somebody else to do it.
We've got to get right on top of that.
Ask him again, but I talked to him today. And
if we can get the county to do it.
He said a whole bunch. He would
be
fine.
It'll cost us a little money, but county's probably actually maybe cheaper than
Melissa, Rex. Did you say you had contact with the county?
They're, mm-hmm. they're a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And we might be better. If Rex ain't going to be forthcoming with him, we better just get a hold of the county and have them come up.
Yeah.
That way we get it done.
We got 30 days, and so I know if we get it done here, we got that 30-day kill-off. And then at the end of that 30-day kill-off, before the 4th, I'll come through with the weed burner and kill everything, burn everything down that is dead and showing us off, or whatever, cut it off, or whatever needs to be done according to that.
I thought Rex had been in here.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Every day the wind blows when you talk to him. And it does.
It does when he's dry. But, I mean, but
yeah.
there's days, there's also that you can't get too far away from the six-pack.
If you got 20, if you got a big area of gravel, you're not going to hurt it. Just spray it down.
Well,
Kathleen has been, she's been in touch with Justin. And they've been coordinating. Kathleen has been spraying.
Yeah, she's been hitting a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because she says she hit all that underneath the bleacher.
Yeah, and her logbooks show when and what days she's been doing it on. And I was looking at it with her last night. And there's progress in that. So, but other than that, that's all I have. And I'm going to go out and go move the lines.
All right, sounds like fun. Well, if we have... We'll work on the wheat spread and we'll talk about the
call me on the all-reds, John. Let me know and I will schedule to make sure that I'm here with him and with Kathleen, to both of us here at the same time, and figure out
Jake said, if we need to buy a new programmer, I might be the best way to go anyway.
Okay. Great.
But we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, we'll give the time and the floor to Jerry.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good to see you. Sorry I missed you last month. just a quick update on the trail. We're probably 75-80% through the design done with that. We're just running a couple estimates on all concrete versus all asphalt. And then once we get through that, then I'll touch base with you here probably in the next week or two, and then just run you through the plan, show you, see if you have any changes, see if we want to go anywhere else, something different that way, just show you what we've got there. I have someone else working on that right now, so I didn't get a chance to print anything out for tonight.
They're kind of working on the detail, what you're going to incorporate.
Yeah, they're just working on some details. We were looking at, an all-concrete trail and to see what the cost and the estimates would be for that versus an all-asphalt trail. Got all the existing survey and got it running up along the canal and all that kind of stuff. Looks pretty good. Everything seems to be, there doesn't seem to be any major design issues or anything like that. We're just cruising through it there. Just want to get those two different estimates and then show it before you guys so you can have any opinion.
Have they got benches periodically through?
Some benches in there. Throughout, and we can kind of look at those
kind
spots
too
and see. Yeah, and that's what I want to do. I want to have something, far enough along that we kind of see the end product and then make any changes as needed instead of
getting into the project.
And getting into it, making four or five changes along the way, I think we can, make a couple changes if you see it. So we're close.
Yeah.
We're real close on that. And hoping, maybe get a bid set, a package towards the end of the month or something like that.
Oh, you're going to be able to get...
That's what we're trying for. That's what
get the bids out by the end of the month.
That's
That'll
what
be
we're
good.
Shooting for on it there. And And so we're getting close on that.
Better get your contracts ready.
No wonder.
And so
it's got a lot of miles on it.
It's exhausted.
So we can get started on that this year, you know, and whatnot. The rough one is we did get denied for the next year's funds. They sent me an email here, you know, and in their pleasant voice, I tried to read it in their pleasant voice, but they had over $5 million of requests, and they only awarded $2 million. So I talked to, he says, unfortunately, your project didn't get it. And I'm like, well, that's good. So I called him. He says, yeah, kind of deliberately. He says they awarded it to those that hadn't had funds previous. And so this next go-around for us to finish when we apply again in March.
March.
When we apply again in March, those that got it this year most likely won't get that next year, and those that didn't get it will get it.
So they're just kind of switch
they're
places.
Just kind of flip-flopping it there. But yeah, with $5 million in requests and only $2 million, I mean, so.
Well, as long as they don't build a half a bridge, that's what I'm
That's exactly what I told them, too. I says, okay, now when we talked about this originally, it was to do phases. This in two yeah. phases, and everybody was, you know, under the understanding that could be done. He says, yeah, we understand. And so we should get the, you know, according to talking with Evan here, the guy that coordinator, we should get the stuff in March to finish it up. So
okay.
I'm not too worried about it. They seem to be pretty understanding about that. So
that's good.
Okay, good. So yeah, I hate to have that news, but our funds that we have now carry clear into 26 anyway. So we're not
going
to be.
Well, just keep it going.
Yeah. So, and we've already filled out those applications. Those applications are done and completed, and will just easily be turned in. So when they're taking the new bids. So yeah, we're that close. Like I said, I'd get some plans set here in the next couple weeks to you guys. Maybe I'll email, see if I can shrink them down enough to email them out so everybody can have them, make some comments on them, go from there. So, yeah, just have a whole bunch of other projects, you know, we're working on at the same time, too. I wish I could just focus in on one at a time and get it done. But we got about a half a dozen of them. We're all in the process. But good news is we got a new shipment of hats.
Oh,
right. So if you guys want to sift through those, they told me, don't you dare pull the stickers off, because you never know. The newer generation might want to keep those stickers on there. So my son, I always threatened to take his off.
Last a week for me.
Well,
he's younger and tough enough to beat me up now, so I don't. So,
I got a hat one place. Well, on one of our trips, and I didn't realize that sticker was there. I think it was on the back of it.
Yeah.
And I was I prayed it around for quite a while before I realized that sticker was still there.
I see him and I'm like, are you just trying that hat out or what? No, don't take that sticker off. I don't know. I guess my parents thought I went through weird phases. So, anyways, I just wanted to just quickly update you on that. Things are moving smoothly. Don't have any concerns. And let's see if we can't touch base within the next couple weeks here and make any changes as needed.
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
So,
yeah, I haven't seen any flagging anywhere, so I didn't know if the survey was up there, surveyed or not.
I think he's done. I lined him out pretty good, so I was actually quite impressed with Timberline, the way they got everything we needed. I didn't have to call back on them, so that's always
that's
nice.
Good.
It's just cost management.
Yeah, that's good.
So no callbacks, sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're on top of it.
I'll give the credit to the surveyor. So. Yeah. But any questions, any concerns you got for us?
Keep progress.
Yeah.
Keep progressing.
Yeah,
keep
moving forward, and it's looking good. It's looking good. So
you'll probably want to be on our July agenda.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll put you on there then.
Yep. Where this is a trail, not a sidewalk, it doesn't have to comply with ADA standards and stuff like that.
No, ADA still comes into play on both.
Okay.
Both scenarios, whether it's asphalt or concrete.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll take that into account, but I don't see any place, we've looked at it, I don't see any place where that's going to be an issue.
Or something about going like up to the canal.
I was going
to
say, the one slope going up to the canal, because when we come down the north east side, it's a lot more gradual coming down through there. So that one place there will, but I think it'll still meet the compliance.
Well, we just come back off a trip, and I said we just come back off a trip, and I had a scooter. So I could get me around.
Yeah.
And I took it on some pretty steep trails. So when you get it built, I'll try it and see how ADA it is.
We have a young kid that shoots on my archery team that, long story, he just lost his leg in a car accident.
Oh,
he's 12 years old, but he's a trooper, man. But he's into this wheelchair. And I tell you, I think he enjoys the steep slopes and all that kind of stuff. He's
challenge.
Having fun with it, you know. I'm like, more power to you. I'm a little cautious anymore. But, yeah, so those will still come into play. And when we come across some roads and stuff, there might have to be some sort of pads and stuff there. But not going to be a big deal. We had to do that for some Uinta High School's dugouts. We had to do ADA compliance for the baseball dugouts, you know, and stuff. And, so, yeah, it does. Almost everything comes into play with it.
We just did a bunch of the work at the Northeastern Counseling Center down there, and those guys fought the ADA ramps and put them in and tore them out. And it was tough for them. So,
yeah,
that's why I was wondering. So.
Yep, so we'll plan on that. So, well, thank you, guys. Good to see you.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Right. Appreciate it.
Yep, let you guys get into the real business here. So
we'll see you next month then.
Yeah, we'll see you next month. We'll probably see and talk before then
before
too.
That.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye.
We'll see you.
Like board member.
Okay.
You just put board member.
Board. Yep.
We can switch around and go to Carla if she's ready.
I handed out the paperwork. Do you want to sign these or do you want this, Melissa, too?
Melissa will be really good at that.
I handed out the bank statements.
Yes, we got that.
Some of the accounts have some activity. Of course, our regular account has activity every month. The rodeo account has started to put some money in, and I'm assuming that is sponsor money.
Yes.
Jake, do you know?
It is.
Okay. Oh, Melissa, you
think
know.
We only worry about it if there's money coming out, right?
Yeah. And there's some Venmo things going in and out that I don't understand. But they went in and out, so I guess we're okay. And some activity on the Veterans Memorial, a $200 deposit. Bonnie, do you know
right,
anything about
correct.
That? No activity on the fund account, okay.
Just hang on.
Yeah.
It's going on.
It'll be a lot, I know. And then the savings account. Oh, I didn't even make a copy of the $18,000 one, but $18,000.
I think we split our
activity.
There's the regular account.
And more stuff on the rodeo.
Yeah, it's on the rodeo. Yeah, the rodeo thing. That's what's there. Goes in and out.
Yeah, that's they do that to verify that the account is an active account.
Okay.
I don't want to link Venmo to the rodeo account, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Skaya and Tristina asked me to get it set up. So, you were there at that meeting.
Okay.
You were there.
Oh, I wasn't.
Anyway, look them over and see if you have any questions. Chase, maybe you can answer that one. I got this check for $100 from the train place. For $100, and I don't have any idea what it's for. I thought it was maybe for Dan to sponsor me. She says I'll pay $150.
Purchases for Frederick Dairy King.
Did they buy some food from us, from the park?
Can't imagine that. I'll send a text and see if anybody knows.
We don't get a lot of Heber sponsors.
Yeah.
Any of that, the one that is that a Heber?
No, but it says on the purchase food, Dairy King. But I don't know if we had some leftover hamburger buns that they took.
Or I think that I saw a check from them come for the rodeo too, in her check pile. So I don't know. Maybe they're sending for something else.
Okay.
I'll text her and see if...
You could always call them, too, and just say, hey.
What's this for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah, but you might take a while trying to track down the right person that actually writes the checks and be able to find...
Open. Looks like Jan M. Open. Signed it.
Yeah.
Stamped
it anyway.
Nobody's saying. Is that Alpen, like Alpen's mortuary?
I make a motion that we approve the financial report.
I second it. I guess I can second it.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded to accept the Carla's report. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Like I said, look through it and see if you have any questions.
Look good to me.
All right. Thanks, Carla. We'll move to the approve the May minutes. Regular meeting.
We have a little issue on one of the action items. Oh, the first. Find it here. Where is it? First action item. Tracina made a motion to accept Chase's proposal for the new horseshoe and sand volleyball pits, but I don't have an amount of what we decided that was. We decided to use the reject sand, but I didn't have any record of an amount that it was going to cost. Does anybody have 3,500 sticks in my mind, but I don't know if that's even close or what.
Directly, Carla.
I've got Chase's figures here.
Okay.
Can you figure it from that or no?
I'm sure. Let me try to find it. I did talk to GS Electric. Can move this electrical out here. What they're going to do is just take the panel that's there and put one of those ones that are ground level, like a sprinkler system deal, green box.
and he couldn't really give me a quality. I called him today, he couldn't give me a solid quote. He says if we get into it and all that wire has to be replaced because it wasn't buried correct, conduit, wise, whatever. He's like, that's very unlikely, but he said if we have to replace all of that wire going everywhere, you're looking at $9,000. He says, I'm sure we can do it way cheaper, but I can't give you a quote cheaper and stick with it when right. we just don't know until we get into it. Right. He says, I'm sure it's fine, but so anyways.
Might run into
something else.
I never noticed yet that it's run into some problems.
So yeah, that's what
we better plan on the worst.
He said he can't imagine that whoever put that in would bury the line without conduit, but he says if they did, it'll probably be not very good wire.
Yeah. I just don't know.
Thank you.
All before me.
Yeah, and I don't remember either. I can't remember who done it.
It wasn't Hogan.
Wasn't Hogan.
Was it Shiloh?
Could have been. It could have been Shiloh working on it, but.
Or CNS, whatever.
He was working for an electrical company. I can't remember who he worked for before he got on with oil field.
Yeah, he was.
It could have been Shiloh that done that. He was working with that company. But somebody, he was working with somebody out of Altamont, but I don't think it was GS Electric or.
It was either them or Jessen.
Jessen's did the lights and stuff.
Jessen did the lights, Dewey.
Yeah.
But we'll have to find out when they get into the box, I guess, and see what we got. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody not bearing it in conduit.
Can't either.
But it's got to run right underneath where you want to put those pitch, right?
Yeah, and Jason seems to think if we're only digging down 12 inches, it should be at least 18 or more if somebody buried it by code. It's supposed to be at least 18 inches deep.
We can't guarantee that either, but...
It's true.
It's easy. It was pretty easy to dig, and it should have been. So
it should have been.
We might get...
Then you need a couple more.
He's not supposed
need
to, but
three
Marty...
More. So I have two for Adam, and one for Tracina, because she fits back for backboard.
Yeah,
she had
some Jason did say that you have a locator, and they can trace lines right where they're going.
But she's
okay
with me. She
said, no, they'll know where all those are.
Said, I've had Marty do it for us a couple of times. He said, I'm not supposed to do this.
I need to follow up with Rusty and see what his timeline looks like. I was going to call him today and did not get around to it.
So anyways, on your question, Bonnie, I know that the sand, we decided we could do the sand for $1,800 if we do that reject stuff. So
okay, so...
I don't remember the total cost.
No, I don't either.
If you hand me Chase's fingers, I can tell you what it is. Could you...
Look, and
oh, there's a paper right there.
The Pepsi wagon this year. You want to order that for me again, or you want me to do it? That'd be great. I think just like last year, no water.
No water.
You better buy it from the water boy.
Last year.
Is he around
still? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I bought 10 cases the other day from him.
Who's that?
The old water boy. Oh. Olympus guy.
Can't remember how many I got last year, but it was...
It's $2 a case.
Oh, my gosh.
And he brings it right to your house.
Yeah, we better get some. We can't beat that price.
Well, he's got Arrowhead now.
Oh, does he? Well,
yeah. I don't know.
Are you?
Well, what was the one last year that was all...
So if the Sam does is 1,800, I come up with 74.
It was all stuff that they quit...
those figures, just adding up everything on that one far side.
All over here.
They quit making.
Just add 1,800 to that.
No, we had pure life.
1,800?
Yeah. That'd be 18 loads.
I love Arrowhead. Yeah. My wife, that's the only stuff my wife would drink. Let's see. Water.
That's what I got this
time. My wife swears she can tell the difference in bottled water. Well, Dasani is gross. I don't like that.
76, 18.
And that's what they'll send you in a Pepsi wagon.
What'd you come up with? 7,000.